In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. Joyous feast day of the Holy Theophany, the revelation of God, the appearance of God, as we heard in our epistle, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. The grace of God has appeared. Indeed, what has appeared is the revelation of the true revelation of God as Trinity. One of the questions I always ask in our catechumen class is, when was the first time in human history God showed himself, God revealed himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? When was that? Indeed, the answer is at the banks of the Jordan. At this commemoration of the Lord's baptism is when the voice of the Father was heard. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, and the Spirit in the form of the dove came from the Father resting upon the Son as witnessed by the Holy Forerunner. This was the first time God, who had showed himself in images, in shadows, so to speak, as the Fathers would say, in the Old Testament, in his Trinitarian reality, but now the fullness is revealed because of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Who Jesus Christ is determines that God has, God is Father, and has an eternal and only begotten Son and his Holy Spirit. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right there is the reminder and the sign that a response is ever expected of us in the Word of God, in the words of St. Paul's letter to Titus. Because the grace of God has appeared to us, we should live soberly. Because the grace of God has appeared to us, we should live righteously. Because the grace of God has appeared to us, we should live godly in this present age. Don't ever let people get away with saying, because Jesus Christ has done all things for us, we don't have to worry about living righteously or doing good works or being good. It's here in the Word of God. If it was not necessary that we would make a human response, and certainly an attempt, with constant repentance ever on our agenda in our wrestling with our own weakness, that there should be indeed a response to what God has done for us. It's very clear in the Scripture. There is no free lunch. There is no, it's not simply a legalistic, God has done everything and so we can skate, that we can cruise. It's very clear that we are expected, because the grace has been given to us, the grace to live a godly life, to be God's own people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, God's own people, that we could live purely and truly and holy in a godly way, is possible. We wouldn't have these saints. We wouldn't have all these icons of these holy ones who indeed were victorious in the spiritual life, who looked for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, but also prepared themselves for that appearing. So brothers and sisters, let us rejoice in this feast. Let us be reminded that Christ going into the baptismal waters is the first sign of him taking the sins of the world upon himself. He did not need baptism. He was sinless. But St. John's baptism was a baptism for sin, a baptism of repentance for the cleansing of sin. The Lord going into those waters is a sign that he identifies with our situation, with our condition, with our state, and he has come to heal us, he has come to lift us up, he has come to raise us up. He gives us the holy water as a blessed sign of his abiding presence with us, of his grace abiding with us, and may we rejoice and be glad in this holy day of the Lord's appearing. The true and living God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has revealed himself to us. Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Joyous feast day.
Glory.